Welcome to Smalley Marriage Radio. This is a very special edition. I am your host, Michael Smalley, along with the other host,
Amy Smalley.
And we are recording this from South Africa.
South Africa, baby.
Hazy View, which is a quaint little town right outside of the Kruger National Park. And we are sharing this not to brag or to make you feel bad about where you are right now, but only that this is my excuse for being so incredibly neglectful on our podcast, because we've been getting comments on our Facebook and website
that
went
up.
Where'd you guys go? We're in South Africa! And we are literally having the time of our lives. This is our first time in almost 22 years to be kid-free. I mean, we've done a week here. And I mean, we've definitely had vacations, but we came out here for a long trip.
We did. And we've been doing a lot of driving.
Yes, we have, which is what has spurred the conversation topic. Now, I know that this episode is kind of coming as we began that new series on sexual intimacy, so don't panic.
I'm not trying to avoid it.
Yeah,
just a little bit. Maybe not. Maybe so.
But we're not. We're just trying to tell you all we're alive. We're going to give a quick little show today, and then we will resume that series starting again next week on the 10 ways to turn your husband on. Oh, yeah. Hey, maybe that's why we've been avoiding that one.
Back to the driving, surviving
the
drive.
So how do you survive the drive? This was your idea, Amy, so.
Well, and the reason why I say that is because we have had quite a bit of driving that we've done. And I think we've actually done pretty good.
Do you? I think so.
I mean, you know, I think one of the biggest ways that we've done this is that we've tried to stay positive.
Which we say a lot. So, because you kind of poo-pooed that when I said keep it positive. You're like, oh my gosh, of course. We always say that. It's always a good reminder that part of it is just attitude. If you're in the car with each other, check your attitude.
Yeah.
And make sure you're keeping it positive. But then you, you actually asked a really good question.
Well, I asked the question, you know, are you supposed to blow off everything?
Like, because we've said that.
Right.
Like, during fun time.
Right.
You're supposed to keep it fun.
Right.
Don't get into arguments.
Right.
Don't get into conflict. But we know that's not totally realistic.
Right. And for me, like today, for instance, you know.
Hence this podcast.
For me, I thought about it. And, you know, there's some things that we've done and that I've done. I mean, because we're in South Africa, for those of you that don't know, they drive on the left side of the road.
Yes.
And so there's been some times that I've been driving and some times that you've been driving. And we've kind of, in a way, had
both panicked flat out against the other one.
With each other. Right.
Yes.
And a part of it is we're already fearful and then we just, you know, already a little bit on edge. It already feels awkward. And then when the other person, I mean, I feel like that I've almost got my side swiped several times.
Oh, you mean like when you were driving and you just turned in front of oncoming traffic and we weren't protected by the green blinking arrow?
I was just following the person in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And I did not realize the light turned. But things like that
and
happen.
And I screamed like a 12-year-old girl. I'm not
like
ashamed.
That, okay. Things like that are going to happen.
Yeah. So, are you really supposed to blow everything off?
Well, I mean, I think in that instance, you can't not scream when
right.
you feel terrified.
But the point, though, is you're driving and you're irritated with your spouse's driving, like today, for example. And our answer to this, by the way, is no. I mean, realistically, you're not going to be able to blow everything off. However,
there needs to be some questions asked.
Like, yes.
is this a life or death issue?
Whoa. Slow into the point, because I want to give you praise. Amy came up with some really, really good questions to ask yourself before you address anything on a drive.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to survive the drive, you gotta go through these questions first before you open your mouth and speak. Like, these are questions you're asking yourself.
I did ask myself, yep.
I know. And this happened today. Do you want me to set the scene briefly?
Yeah, you can.
So we're borrowing a precious friend who has been allowing us to stay at his home, at their home, Daniel and Marga. And they let us use one of his Land Rovers. which is a 2006 or 2003.
It's great.
It's an amazing vehicle, but it kind of died on us on the way up here to the Kruger on a four-hour drive. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to get up a hill and kind of couldn't.
He told us it was a little temperamental, but we hadn't really experienced it until that.
No. And so it's an amazing vehicle, but it's older, so no big deal, right? But we survived.
Right.
We got to the resort.
Right.
We're all there. Now it's the next day. That's today.
Right.
The recording of this podcast.
Yes.
And we went to help find an art store for them. And I decided to keep driving for a lovely drive to explore. And apparently, that wasn't your idea of fun.
Well, the biggest part of that was that really, really loud.
That was.
That really, really
that
loud.
That proves that we are literally sitting outside at Kuka. Kuka Cafe.
So, what was crazy was you, right from the resort, you said, well, let's just go this way and we'll just, see how, just see where it goes.
No map.
So
no navigation on it.
Oh, wow. So we're going on a little joyride and we don't know if this car is going to cooperate with
us
today.
But I'm not thinking that. At
Even
all.
Though we prayed for Landy
we
as
did.
We were going up.
But as you know, things leave my consciousness quickly.
So we prayed for Landy. We've now gone and we're going around the neighborhood.
Yes.
And then we get on a road and lo and behold, if it does not start acting up again.
And I had to pull over and I had to do a quick U-turn because we weren't going to make it up the hill.
And I had casually had said, how far are we going to be going down this road? And you said, not too much farther. I go, I don't think this is actually where we're supposed to be going. And what
or we shouldn't be joyriding after the car has been breaking down.
No, I didn't say that. Did I say that?
I thought so.
No.
Not like in a mean way.
No, I did not say that.
Oh.
No.
I'm being corrected live on this podcast.
I did not say that. I said, when do you think we're going to turn around? And then the car started acting up and you turned around.
Right.
Okay.
Felt like that was the right time to turn around.
Yes.
With the car breaking down.
Yes, going uphill.
Yes.
Which was when it had the hardest time. So
yes.
We started going downhill. And we turned it off, and then it started going again, just fine. So I started asking myself. I asked myself this question. Okay, what, number one, is this our life or death issue?
So the first question in your head was, okay, before I say anything, is this a life or death issue?
And immediately in my head, I'm thinking, we don't have anyone behind us. No one's even behind us that they were yesterday. What are we doing out here driving? Blah, blah, blah. There's all these things that were going on in my head. But I thought, you know what? It's kind of a big deal. But the second question I asked...
Wait. Was it a life or death?
I mean, it could be in the middle of Africa. Absolutely. So I needed to say something. But when do I need to say something is a very big deal. Don't you think?
I'm totally confused.
You're confused?
Because you didn't freak out, though.
No, I didn't. But I
you
didn't.
Said, is this... So I'm assuming that if you asked yourself the question, like, my experience with you in the car today, knowing that you asked yourself that question, I would have assumed that you said, no, obviously, we're not going to die, so I need to tone it down.
Well, I didn't... What I thought...
So that's interesting to me.
What I thought
you literally
was,
thought that was a life or death situation.
I felt like it needed to be addressed. I felt like it was a big enough deal. What I try to do is I try to blow things off.
But it wasn't catastrophic.
It was not catastrophic.
Okay, so it wasn't life or death. Like, you didn't think we could die. You seriously thought that? This is awesome. I had no idea.
Because, honey, there were lots of strange people around us, and we were out in the middle of nowhere.
That is amazing.
Now,
well,
granted,
wait. Just so the podcast listeners don't misread my tone, I am blown away that it was that big of a deal and that scary, and I am even more impressed by how you handled yourself.
But I also know that I can, just because it's a life or death issue with me, I know if I were to say that to you, you would most likely have blown me off.
Totally. I don't know if I would have blown you off. I would have gotten sarcastic.
Yes.
And passive-aggressive.
Which then would have hurt my feelings even more.
Because my thought would have been, are you joking?
Okay, so I really, in a sense, I needed to address it somewhat at the level that you could receive.
That's great.
Like,
you did.
Right?
You
and
did
so,
very well.
And so, okay, so I knew if I overshot it and said how scared I was or whatever, then that you would have dumbed that down or made, you know, been like, oh, this isn't that big of a deal. So I didn't do that. And then the second thing I thought of was I thought, could I be judged in the same way? Could I be, you know, could I, am I, do I make mistakes like that? Do I make mistakes? I mean, the whole time we've been driving, there was a part of it I tried really hard not to comment on the getting over on the, you know, the wall, because I thought when I was driving, I had the same problem that you were having. So I kind of blew that off. So I'd been doing better with that. And then in this situation, then I thought about it and I thought, okay, you know what? I don't want to come across like shaming or like, oh, he needs to know, and oh, I'm going to correct him. And I, in my head, I'm thinking it would be really great for him to apologize right now and for him to say, I'm really sorry for taking us out this far or whatever. Knowing the car, I thought about that. Then I thought, you know what? I really don't need an apology. I really just need to know that we're not going to be doing this again. And so I thought, well, maybe if I said it that way, if I just said, hey, would it be all right if we just, you know, kind of took it easy and didn't do any more joy rides in the car anymore, and we just kind of used it when we needed it and not, you know, take these little off-road, you know, off-schedule things, would that be okay?
And how did I do?
You did great. And I know that was hard for you because you were already probably a little embarrassed, or I don't know what was going on with you when you were turning around. Were you just
annoyed? Probably
annoyed with the, okay, but you have to understand, when you're annoyed with the situation, it seems like you're also annoyed with me, because annoyed can,
you are the situation.
No. I did not wreck.
No. Well, no, I mean, no, I mean, I can say in full disclosure, when you said, "Hey, can we just agree not to do any more joyrides?" That was annoying to me. Well, not like in an intense way, but in a, like I meant for this to happen, or like I knew this was going to happen, but I kept my mouth shut.
Yeah.
Because I knew, first of all, she kind of hinted or, you know, probably what, embarrassed. There'd be an element of embarrassment going, yeah, it was kind of stupid to take a car out and sort of joyride around when it's been breaking down. So, yes. Now, as we were preparing for this show,
yes,
you had mentioned while we were making the notes that you would have liked an apology.
Mm-hmm.
So, everyone listening, I want you to know that I thought, in my head, when you said that, I thought, apology? Apology for what? That our friend gave us a car that broke down? That, I mean, in my mind, I was like, what would I even apologize? And then I kind of got stubborn in my spirit going, well, I'm not going to apologize now. But in hearing that that felt like a life and death situation for you, that's why I was so shocked when you said it. Totally get your desire for an apology. So I would like to say on air, I apologize for putting your life in danger today. No, I do, though. I apologize for not being very thoughtful about the state of the car and where we are in the world, and it's all still kind of new and strange to you, especially when we get outside of Johannesburg. And so that totally makes sense. And I do apologize.
Thank you.
You want to go joyriding later?
But I think for me, I think it's important, though, because sometimes we want to establish what is correct, and it can come across like, if I want an apology, then isn't there in a way a part of that that if I keep on that stance, then I'm making it about correcting you versus addressing my need.
Well, and I love that, because before you say anything, so as you've asked yourself these questions, what's your motive?
Right.
What's your heart? Is your goal, like, what's the goal in what you're about to say? Is it to shame?
Yeah.
Is it to want an apology? Is it to correct someone? I mean, you got to make sure that before you speak to each other, especially when you're driving, because I know we don't. I mean, my heavens. Couples get in fights while driving all the time.
Absolutely.
And so your heart behind your words matters. So just make sure, you know, check your spirit. Am I wanting to attack right now? Am I just wanting to get even right now? Am I, you know, what's the motive?
And I think this issue also goes back to women sometimes want to change their men and in that, I'm going to change his driving habits. I'm going to change my influence on change has a lot more to do based on how it impacts me, and I have to kind of trust that. And that's something, I guess, that I could say I appreciate about you. I trust that my feelings matter, and that when I say I'm scared, or I'm saying when you heard, like when you just heard that, you know, I did feel a little bit threatened. I was kind of like, oh no, what are we going to do? You know, that does impact you. So I think if couples could talk on that level, and that's more goes back to what we teach, talk about your feelings and your needs and make them matter to each other. And I think for me, your feelings matter, and you being shamed matters to me. And I don't want to criticize you. Or
frankly, you'd be just as guilty as whatever I did, right? If you came after me in an ugly manner,
right,
with a hurtful heart intention.
I'm just so happy that we did that and that we've made it this far and we didn't have not killed each other.
We have not, and it's been, has it been over a month?
Yeah.
I think it's
like
been over a month.
End of June, and I mean,
and we're still here,
May.
Even able to do a podcast.
Woohoo!
So here's the deal, folks. In order to survive the drive, chill out.
Right.
Take a deep breath. And keep these questions front and center if anything does come up as you're driving. And so we'll have these questions right here in this podcast episode's post at smalleyinstitute.com. So you can copy it, paste it, save it, print it, whatever you need. But I hope this helps.
I hope it does too. I really do think these are great questions to
ask. They are.
Go back and think about these things because it is important.
Of course, you're only saying that because they were your questions.
Yeah, I wanted to be the melody.